Lovers Lane is hiring at most locations for full and part-time key holders. I know there's always more to know, and we'll train you on everything. Apply online at loverslane.com or go to the location of your choosing to fill out a paper application.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, Lovers Lane.
The last few days of the sale are today and tomorrow, with 25% off select anal toys, both in store and online. And it's also the end of Romance Awareness Month, so be sure to check out our private label items at 20% off.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, Lovers Lane.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to the Intimacy Advisor Podcast. My name is Haley. I'm a romance specialist in our stores. I'm an intimacy expert online and the host of our wonderful podcast, the Intimacy Advisor Podcast, here with Lovers Lane. Today's episode is all about weird, fun, awesome stuff that so many people come into our stores and they're like, wait, people actually buy this? People actually use this? And then we have our veterans of people that have shopped with us for so long and they're looking to see what the latest and greatest everything is, and maybe you've seen or even tried something like this before. And I'm going to let you guys know right off the bat that, you know, I am so excited for today's episode. We're definitely going to change pace about some topics that we talk about. I am going ahead and I'm going to give my little warning to you all right here and now that today's discussions might be a little bit more out there. They might be a little bit more vulgar maybe than what you're used to if you're one of our weekly listeners. And that's because I'm going to talk about the purpose and the use of this really awesome stuff that we do in fact carry, but it's not as exactly, you know, as popular as a simple vibrator that you would usually be listening to on our podcast. And some people will find that they definitely have a taste of more BDSM type play with these types of toys. We're going to talk about some new dildo styles that we're carrying that really look nothing like a penis, but wow, they are awesome. They look like a piece of erotic art, and the stimulation is obviously an added bonus. And how different experiences, different preferences, and different education levels of your sexuality can all look so different for some of these not as popular toys. We're going to talk a little bit about ElectroStim. And while it is very popular, I truly do believe that you need the education along to go with something like this to fully enjoy it. So I'm going to tell you all about that today. And if you're listening and if you have, of course, like individual questions about a product that I'm talking about, or if you have individual questions about anything else maybe that I'm not mentioning that you're just curious about, email me and the details of that will be at the end of the episode. But reach out to us on socials. I love hearing from you guys, getting some feedback about how the episodes are for you, what you're learning, what you've been trying that I've been recommending. And I'm so pleased to hear that you all are loving toys, which is really awesome, especially for so many people that I've been talking to that said, you know, toys were not something that me and my partner used to play with. And now, thanks to the podcast, I've really been opening up. Like, the comments like that are keeping me just ecstatic at my job. I love it. Thank you so much, you guys. So to me, this episode today is going to be super fun, a little bit more lighthearted, a little bit just kind of organic conversation about some of this fun stuff that we carry that doesn't get us a lot of, you know, talking about. Most people come in and they see it, they're like, whoa, people use this. And yeah, people do all the time. Of course, it takes the right customer, the right type of person to enjoy some of this stuff. And I mean, let's just dive into it about what we carry that's a little bit, you know, it's not for everyone's toy collection. I'll just put it that way. And I know that I mentioned in our little intro ElectroStim, and I think that I get really a lot of questions about ElectroStim toys. So let's go right into that. The ElectroStim paddles, they're all different. So we have like these little flick duos. We have the violet wand. I know that that one has a ton of popularity to it. the neon ones that are the black ones. Those ones definitely make quite a bit more of a shock than some of the neon ones with the glass pieces. So if you're looking at something like those wands, what those are more of like an electrical current. So while it kind of is going to sound a bit more of a bite than how it feels, they're really awesome to play with. But the thing to know with these is any electrostimulation, anything that's going to make like more of a static feel and doesn't really say that it's going to vibrate on you, right? So something like an electrostim, neon wand, violet wand, anything like that. That is safely used if you do not have a pacemaker, if you do not suffer from epilepsy, and it is going to be used from the waist down. So really good for little feet tickle, really awesome for, of course, like a clitoral massage, put it on the frenulum, put it on the sphincter if you're, you know, really trying to play with something a little bit more sharp or painful. I think that that was going to give the sensation of what you're looking for. But what I'm saying, when they sound a little bit worse than how they feel, I'm really thinking of the violet wand and the neon wand here, just the traditional glass ones. They have this like purple glow to them when they touch skin. So when it starts to pick up your body's own current, it actually is going to sound very like tip of the tongue, like zzz, like almost like shocking, like a little zaps. But it feels just like static. To me, that's what that feels like, is like static. So of course, when we get trained, we get to touch and plug in everything and see how it feels on our hands and whatnot. And I was really afraid to touch this one, I'll admit, when I first started, because it just sounds crazy. And I cry when I get shocked on a trampoline. So I didn't think that was going to be the toy for me. But it's really an awesome sensation because it is perking up that blood flow. It's perking up different nerve endings right to the surface. So if you're using that maybe for foreplay, if you're using that with any kind of restraints, maybe someone's blindfolded and they have a little sensory deprivation going on, this is a really cool tool to play with a partner, or if you really want to play solo as well. Now, so those neon ones that we sell that have like the black different attachments to it, those ones don't actually sound quite as sharp until it comes with direct contact to the skin. That's where it's going to sound a little bit more like a zapping. There is a flogger attachment in that. So when that is used for spanking or paddling or clitoral or, you know, any penis play, it's going to sound a little bit more like a shock. It definitely has a snap to it. We used to sell this wand that was the Kink by Doc Johnson brand, and it was called the Shocker. And it did just that. It had the prongs at it. And so when it would touch the body, it would go zap, 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 and it would feel like a steady shock. Now, why would somebody want to use something like that? Personal preference. That is the biggest reason, is that personally, they want to. They like the sensation of the shock. They like the sensation of a little bit of a sharp pain because it goes away. It's not something that's going to sting. And even if you did want a lasting pain, if you did a couple of those shocks in the same area, it's going to feel a little bit more tender, which could actually stimulate blood flow for play later. Or if their dom is going rough on them and they want them to feel it later, it's all personal preference. It's all part of the play. So I just think it's really fun. It's really interesting. You know, another really great tool for the electrostim, while we're talking about maybe a sub-dom relationship, is that electrostim flick and flick duo. There's all different attachments that can plug into this little machine. They're a little bit expensive, I'm not going to lie to you guys, but they are really, really fun for couples to play with together. What it is this little, almost looking like a remote control. It's probably like 3-4 inches long, 3-4 inches wide. And it has all these different options of intensity right on it, but it also comes with the sticky pads. So what you're going to want to do is make sure that two of those pads are on the skin. Because if one pad is on the skin, it's not going to run that current all the way through from outward onto the skin, back inward onto the remote. So you're going to want to complete that circuit. So let's say you're going to do some electrospanking. This is where that tool can be really, really fun for that. So if you put one of these pads on each little booty cheek, then you're going to hold that remote in your hand and actually like flick it forward. Almost imagine like you're going to paddle, but you're just kind of like a Nintendo Wii. That's what the motion that I'm giving you guys. So you're just flicking that paddle forward and it's making an Electra little spank right there. So I just think that that's so fun to play with. Of course, if you don't want to use it for booty cheeks, you want to use it maybe for clitoral massage and then over the vaginal opening. Same thing with penis play. But my biggest, you know, recommendation is waist down. That's what the box is going to say. That's what the manufacturer is going to say. Now, there are some people that play waist up, and I'm not recommending that to you guys. If maybe you do want a little electrostimulation waist up, use that conductive gel. It's kind of a really awesome tool to play with any type of electrostimulation. It's a conductor gel, so some people do use it around the belly button. Some people use it on nipples. Please do not put it neck or above or anything like that. We don't want to disrupt anyone's, you know, natural body flow. So talk to your doctor before using something like this. But I absolutely would not recommend those pads anywhere waist up. So like I said, you know, I know that electrostim, it can be a little bit of a learning curve. My biggest thing that I took away with finding out how to play with any like electrostimulation tool is to either buy one or open one and play with it and see how it works, see what intensities that you like. Because some of those, like the fetish brand, they can go from very mild to very intense really quickly. So remember to take it slow. Don't ever jump into it on high right off the bat, because no one's going to like that. They're going to be afraid of that new machine, and that's not what we're trying to do. Introduce it slow. Make sure a safe word is in play. Otherwise, you're not playing correctly. So let's talk about some other fun toys that we have too, because you know what? We're getting a ton of new stuff, and it's one of my, I think, becoming one of my favorite brands that we're selling. It's way unique for our store. It's getting a lot of attention from our customers, and I think it's so different in feeling, looks, sensation than any other dildo that we sell. And it is a brand called Uberheim. And I hope I'm saying that right. It might be Uberheim. I'm not exactly sure. I'm still trying to maybe get them on the podcast. So maybe look out for that, but we'll see what we can do. They are manufactured completely in the United States, which I love. And their packaging is actually very usable. You can continue to store your toy in this. It's just a little plastic container, very see-through and cute, so that everyone can see the fun colors of all of these dildos. But they're not, like I said, they're not exactly penis shaped. They're not penis colored. They do make some on their website that are a little bit more realistic looking, but I definitely see this more as like a fantasy item, especially with the two tentacles that they have. They carry a squid-like tentacle that has a little bit more of a thinner insertion piece. So when I saw this one, I automatically thought this would be an awesome dildo for anal play, because it has that gradual insertion and those tentacle little suction cup guys that are on there. That helps so well to hold on to lubricant on the body, because it's almost like something with that texture, but it's not so abrasive for entry. I just love it. It would be, of course, a great dildo. It has a flared base if you want to use it for any strap play, for pegging, or for two women to play with. And then the other tentacle that they have that's not that tapered one is the Alien dildo. And I think out of the whole line, from what I personally have been selling lately, that's got to be my number one. The color is gorgeous. First of all, it has like greens, blues, pinks. They're like iridescent. They're gorgeous. But it has still those suction cup little areas to it, so it's going to hold more lube, like I'm saying. But I, instead of that taper that the other one has, it has more of like a rounded head. So this toy is going to be awesome for either G-spot or prostate massage, because it pushes right on to that gland in either men or women. But they do make a ton of really awesome unique toys. They have a little bit larger dildo. It's quite a bit more girthy, and they're still just gorgeous colors. And they also carry a vaginal plug called the Sensi. And I suppose that this is actually one of their most popular products that they sell directly. Now for Lover's Lane, I love this because we haven't really seen a lot of vaginal plugs. We sell a lot of larger sized anal plugs for a vaginal plug. But the Sensi, this is just a different silicone that not a lot of other toys look or feel like. If you're wrapping your hand around any of their dildos or that Sensi and you squeeze, it actually like is very squishy and soft and bendable and flexible. But as soon as you let go of that, it goes right back to its erect state. So I just think that this would be awesome for beginner play if you're using any type of chastity, maybe with a vaginal plug, or if you're just interested in trying one maybe for anal penetration or anal toys, or even if you want to use a vaginal plug during any type of BDSM play. The Sensi is probably my favorite of any vaginal plug that I've been asked for. If you haven't looked at it yet, I definitely recommend you guys all to go at least on our website, if not in store, and just take a peek at it. It's a little bit different and unique. It's not intimidating. It's a little bit thicker, but it's for vaginal play. Now, if you want to use this one for anal play, I wouldn't recommend it because that stopper to keep it from inserting completely is definitely thinner than the girth of the toy. So let's say that you were to insert that for anal play. Now your anal cavity is going to be expanded, so it very well can take in that base. And that's, you know, I don't want to send any of you to the hospital or anything like that, but that is just the honest truth about what could happen if you're using something like the Sensi for backdoor play. If you want to though, and you're like, hey Haley, I really want to try it, my recommendation here is to get some shibari rope. Make sure it's a cotton rope, one that ties very tight in a double knot so you don't have to worry about it coming loose, and tie it really tight around that base. So if you want to use it for backdoor play, you could almost make like a harness out of your shibari rope and you're tied right to that toy, which would be super fun. And that's going to bring me into the other little bit definitely unique toy that a lot of people are curious about that I've honestly been seeing pop up a little bit more in not mainstream like toys, but in movies, and people are getting a little bit more curious about it. And that's going to be vaginal plugs that are made of stainless steel, almost like a vaginal hook or an anal hook. And we carry both. They're made of the stainless steel, so really awesome for temperature play. But what makes these really unique is they have hooks to them, so they are meant to be in use with cuffs, with something like a wrist cuff, with something like a rope. Because let's say that your play partner is going to use a vaginal plug and you turn the base of that all the way around to the back, and then you're tied in a shibari harness, and now you guys play with a flogger or a paddle, then you're not just getting the little stings on the body from impact play, but you're also getting playtime. So what an anal or vaginal hook looks like is kind of what you might imagine. It almost looks like a V shape, but the one side of it is going to be more shallow than the other. So that other side is going to be quite a bit longer, and a lot of people use that. So if you were to put your wrist like behind your back, right in the middle or the small of your back, that's where the tip of that anal or vaginal hook is going to fall to connect right behind your back at the wrist. And like I said, of course you can use rope, you can use under the bed restraints to something like this, but it's always really, really important to remember your safe word. That's the biggest number one tip for any type of bondage and any type of impact play. Have a safe word, have a yellow word as well, which if you listen back to our other episodes, it's kind of that word in between before you hit your limit to relieve some of that pressure or playtime. The good thing here with a lot of vaginal plugs and anal plugs, of course they're stainless steel, so not only do you get fun temperature play out of that, but you have easier insertion with a little bit of warm water, and you have the ease of using silicone lubricant, which is always an added bonus for me with toys because you don't have to keep reapplying that silicone lube. It's going to stay really soft and silky, especially for something like this with BDSM, where your sessions can be extended in time a little bit longer than just traditional penetrative sex. So that's just my little tool for the day, little tip of the day. See how you guys like it. You know, be open-minded to some of this stuff that's a little bit more off the wall. It's definitely not vibrating dual stimulators and rabbits. This is a whole different game. And maybe if you think that your partner's intimidated by something like this, a biggest recommendation that I have is to bring them in or shop online with them and just hear for their reaction and maybe have a little discussion about what you guys could be open to, because you never know. So if you guys have questions about any of this stuff, I know I just kind of wanted to give you a little introduction to something a little bit unique. So hit me with any questions that you have. Reach out to me. My email is Haley. It's Haley at loverslane.com. We're on Instagram under Intimacy Advisor Pod. We are on Twitter under IA_pod. And Facebook, Intimacy Advisor Podcast. Be sure to review this episode or our podcast wherever you're listening, and check back next Monday for another episode. Thanks, you guys. Have a good one. Lovers Lane. That play together, stay together.